Hi, everybody. I am just signing on. So you, I hope it, I'm going to play a song. And Lord, we just lift up this evening to you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all the revelation you're blessing us with, that you're coming for us. And this is the day that not only you have made, but the day we're expecting you to come for us. We thank you for your precious blood that covers us, that protects us, that has washed away all of our sins, and that has allowed us to enter into the Holy of Holies with boldness, with a true assurance of faith. And, gosh, Lord, thank you for all that you've done for us, in us, and through us. And we ask that, you know, bless all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Bless RCC, you know, and everybody, supply everybody's needs. We have so many needs, but we know that you're coming for us. And, you know, we stand firm on our faith and on our hope and in your promise that you are coming for us, and you're coming for us today. And so, Lord, take it away. This is your day. And hey, we thank you for everything. Okay, I'm gonna wait for the song because there's a couple of people on the line. I think one is Hannah. Is that you?
Yes. Hello.
Hey. Hi, Hannah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I love you, Carol.
Well, I love you too. Hey, are you, you know, for whatever reason, I'm still trying to connect and chat. Mine isn't coming up, so I hope everybody else is. Mine is just still saying connecting, but I don't think you're connected. Are you?
Oh, I'm at work, so I can't even see chat. I'm just on the phone. But hi, chat.
Okay.
Hopefully everyone's there. Love you, chat. Love you, everyone listening. Yeah. And I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. And yes, amen. And I agree to everything Carol said. Praise you, Jesus. We love you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Let's see. We've got caller 626.
Hey, Leah.
Hello.
Love you, Leah.
Oh, it's Leah.
I kept meaning to text you back. Leah sent me a great song called Fly Away, which was awesome. I shared it in late night chat. We all loved it. So that, thank you, Leah.
Yeah, no problem. That song is absolutely awesome.
That's great. Man, I don't know what's going on with chat. Let me try to get out and try to get back in and see if it'll connect me. I can't tell if anybody's in chat or not. I only have two callers with you and Leah, and let me ask you real quick, has the Lord shown any of you anything exciting, any prophetic
anything
vision?
For you, Leah? Anything for you, Leah? Can you show me? Go ahead.
What did he say?
You know how my dream is. My dreams have been progressing. You know how we were arriving at the train station, then we were waiting in a room at the train station, and then we were all greeting each other, and then recently I had a dream where I was raptured up. Well, last night, or actually early this morning, I had a dream where I ended up at a house. I believe my cousin had just built this house, and I flew inside, and I was flying around the top of all my family, my aunts, uncles, my cousins, my mom, my dad, my two sisters, my brother, anyway, all my family, every single one of them. And I just kept flying around the top of them saying, Jesus is coming now, you know, the rapture's happening now, get your lives in order, the tribulation's going to start. So I just like was proclaiming all these things, and I just kept flying around, and they were all like listening to me and watching me and kind of like in disbelief that I was flying and saying all these things. And then more so probably I was flying because I, anyway, and then I flew out of the house and then I started like to lose my gumption of flying. Like I started like floating down like a kite when it loses its wind and I started just flapping my arms harder and then I started flying again. But yeah, so I was flying around above my family telling them that Jesus is coming.
Wow.
And the rapture. I think I was talking about saying the rapture is coming as well, but I was definitely saying Jesus is coming now, and the tribulation is gonna start any minute, and get your lives in order, and be prepared, and all that. So it's interesting. So I have been raptured up. Now I'm flying, and telling my family.
You know,
so
when you have flying dreams, they're very significant because flying. Means heavenly, you're above the earth. So you had you really did have a heavenly experience, and it also you know, it also means in from what I've read, you know, you have a high position in the kingdom of God because you're not earthly. You're not on the earth. You're above the earth. And the fact that you're sharing with your family, you know, that the rapture is here. It's very telling that you are you have a very high position in God's kingdom. And I think that's awesome. So
I was thinking, you know, how some said that once we're translated people are going to come back. Although my family could see me and like gather, like get their families on board and before the rapture. So I mean, that's what I felt like was happening, even though they could see me, because supposedly they're not able to see you. But yeah, because anyway, it was interesting. So my dream is definitely. My dreams have been progressing. My dreams have definitely been progressing. I don't have them often,
really?
But when I do, it seems like it's the progression of what's happening. So
well, that's also a very you know, a very encouraging and positive sign, because when we have a sense of progression through our dreams, that means we're moving up at a higher level in God's kingdom. And remember, I just said that you know, you have a high position, and it just also you know, confirms that you have a high position, because your dreams are progressing, meaning that you are being elevated in God's kingdom. So, wow, Tana. Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, we got Keith on the phone, but Keith, you're there, aren't you, Keith? Oh, yeah, he should be there.
I'm here.
Are you there, Keith? Hi, Keith.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what?
Here.
I can't. Tana's at work, and I don't know if Leah is able to see chat, and I don't think you're on chat. So I can't get on. I know that I can't get on chat, and I don't know. Hey, if anybody's in chat and you can hear me, will you call in and please let me know that you can hear me? Because I can't see the chat room.
So that big chat button, you know, on your screen with all the songs and everything, that bottom, very bottom chat button's not working to open?
Yeah, well, you know, the big one had, you know, to get into the chat room, it just kept saying connecting. So I went into the... Yeah, and then so I went to the other one, to the small box, and it's in a loop. It's trying to connect me to the server, you know. And I'm like, So I don't know if. Let's see. Somebody else just called in. 317. Okay, who's 317?
That's Terry.
Hi, everybody. I'm just getting organized here. I've got to get my volume down on my computer.
Hey, Jerry. Love you, Jerry.
I love you,
Jerry,
Tana.
Jerry.
Good to see you.
Hey, can you see chat? Are you in chat?
Yes, and it sounds great, Carol. And I think Judy logged into chat for you since you were having trouble.
Oh, good, because You know, I can't see chat at all. I mean, there's just...
Yeah, she just got into chat.
Cannot. Okay. Yeah, it's just... I'm in a loop. It's just telling me that it's trying to connect to the server. So,
yeah.
So I don't know what... But I'm you know, hey, the main thing is if everybody's in chat, you all can hear me, and the callers can hear me, I'm good with that. I'm not going to stress out. Besides, we all know that any moment we're going to be skedaddling, you know. Hey, and I think it's great that Tana just shared with us her flying dream. And
did
you
all hear my dream?
You know.
Did you hear my dream, Keith and M. Jerry?
I heard you telling it, but I was distracted. So, go ahead, Keith.
Tell it again.
I heard was that you were flying in the sky and then announcing the tribulation and the rapture. That was what I heard.
Well, I actually was above my, it was my family. I entered like this house. I want to say it was like a house my cousin just built, and which I don't know if they built a house. Anyway. It's a dream. And so I flew in, and I was flying all above my family, my aunts, uncles, my cousins, all my relatives, my mom, my dad, my sisters, anyway, everybody in my family. I was flying above them and saying, Jesus is coming now, like basically get your lives in order, and the tribulation's going to start any minute. And I don't remember if I was saying if the rapture's going to happen. I don't remember that if I said at all, but so I was flying around and I kept telling this, and they're watching me fly around, and I think they're more amazed that I'm flying, like, wow, she's flying. And then I flew out and I started to lose my gumption, like a kite loses its wind, and then it starts to float down, and then I started flapping my arms and I flew again. I started flying again, but then I was already past my family. It's like I was going back to wherever I was going from.
So you've had two rapture dreams in a very short period of time.
Dream, like I was telling Carol, my dreams are progressing because, you know, the arriving at the train station, sitting in the room at the train station waiting, and then going into another room and greeting everyone from the RCC, and then I had my flying up to heaven rapture dream, and then now I'm flying above my family announcing that Jesus is coming really soon, and so they're progressing. It's a progression of dreams.
God's favoring you right now. Jerry, how many rapture dreams have you had?
I've never had a rapture dream.
No, I know. I'm kind of worried about you. Don't
I know.
Get you up
it's
that
scary.
List again. I'm a little worried about that. That's all.
He was my chauffeur in the other rapture dream.
Yeah, but then he was left behind. That's the scary part.
Jerry
was left behind.
He was my guide, actually, and he was my co-pilot in the seat.
Left behind.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but
are you asking for rapture dreams, Tama, or you just did God just give them to you?
No,
did you ask for
God him? God is just giving them to me. Every now and then I'll ask for them. It seems like when I ask for them, I don't usually get them. But you know, I say to Jesus to remove the enemy or block the enemy. You know, giving me visions and ruining my dreams and all that. And he can give me heaven dreams and rapture dreams and translation dreams if he wants. But I don't say that every night. But I don't know what this dream meant. But I mean, I think just means like a. You know, I don't know if it's obviously it's after I'm raptured up and I come back and I'm saying all these things. But I want to say it's before the rapture of the bride is what I want to say, the dream.
I think the dream means that the Lord is hearing your prayers over your family is what I get from that dream. That's why you're flying over them all. You're showing that you're covering them with your prayers.
Yeah.
Wow,
like
that's
that.
Interesting. That's great.
Oh, yeah, 444.
To me. Well, God tells me what that means.
My only question, go ahead, Carol.
No, well, I was just gonna say, what I told her was, to me, she has a high position in the kingdom because she is over above the earth. She's above her home, and then because her dreams are progressing, to me, the Lord is telling. The Lord is showing her that she is moving up, you know, in those levels, and she's moving up in, you know, moving up in God's kingdom as well, and then also the third thing is, she's definitely one of the 144K. That's how I see it, because she's already flying and she's telling them that Jesus is coming now, and she's already gone, and they're still here on the earth. So what
I think
do you
think
add to
God
that?
God wants her to be used for the 144K, but it'll be a Tatanka if she wants to do that. But as far as the only thing that the Lord told me really was, he showed me a vision that you're just covering your family with your prayers by flying over them. It's pretty powerful that you're basically directing over them, saying, look, you know, here's what's going on, blah, blah, blah. You're covering them. So just know that, like, the message from God on that was just know that he's heard your prayers on those family members that you're praying over.
Awesome. And what did you say, Jerry? Thank you.
I would just add to that you're an example for them that they will recognize. In time, they'll recognize. And then I have one question for you, Tana. You mean they've never seen you fly before?
Well, you know. they haven't. Your family, obviously, you fly all the time. But, yeah, no, mine hasn't.
Right,
yet.
Right.
You know what's funny is when I was a girl in, this was probably when I was 11, 12, 13, I used to go to sleep every night, and I would fly. It seemed like every night I would be flying up around heaven.
Oh,
not in heaven, but in the universe, like around the stars and the planets and all that. It was pretty crazy.
Wow, right on.
I had a lot of dreams. I had a lot of flying dreams like that too, Tana. I remember flying through all the stars, and at one point I think I was sitting on one of the planets looking all around, looking down at the earth, looking everywhere. I had one flying dream like that. I had another flying dream where, I just took off like Superman, you know, and I was just flying through the city, and I was going in and out of the overpasses. I would go under the pass and then go over above, and then I remember once I was above the, I was flying above the rooftops of homes. And then I went further up above the telephone wires, and I was just flying around, just looking around. Yeah, I've had several flying dreams over the years. Not any.
Wow.
I haven't had one lately, but
Carol and Tana can both fly. Well, Jerry, you better start hanging out with these Tana and Carol if you want to start moving up in the kingdom. Cause I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah, Jerry, step out of that airplane and start flying, you know, with your own body.
You know, no raptor dreams, no nothing. You're just like the driver or something.
I guess so. I don't know. You know, well, you know, I'll just give me my little
the
hat. And I'll,
You're hungry all the time and you're driving all the time.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, if worse comes to worse, you know, Tana will be on one side of you, Jerry, and
yes.
I'll be on the other side of you.
Carol
they'll
be like, Jesus, you forgot someone. We'll be like, I don't know who that is. Oh, wait, Jerry.
Who is that?
There's got a fear of flying, maybe. I don't know.
Bring some food, Carol, when you go get them. Make sure you bring some of those drumsticks from the banquet, because you might be hungry. Might be fasting or something like that.
No. If I go back on a hunger strike, I will beat all of you to the table for food. There's no doubt.
Man, I would
hey, Jesus, where's the food?
Keep your hands off my cupcake, Jerry.
Are you
That's
eating today, Jerry?
Did you
lose weight, Jerry, when you fasted? Did you lose weight, or did you gain it back? Or?
No, I've only been eating since yesterday, so I haven't gained it back. I did lose a significant amount of weight, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I lost like between 15 and 20 pounds.
What?
Wow.
Really?
What?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
Whoa.
Amazing.
How much were you before?
15 or 20 pounds more.
So you were 400 pounds before, and now you're 386.
Yeah. No, I get through doorways. I'm just fine on that.
Okay. Wow. So this is a good thing then, maybe. I didn't realize you lost so much.
I wasn't really thinking about it, but that's the way it worked out.
Wow.
You know,
can I
say something really fast before I have to go back on shift? I had something strange happen to me at work yesterday. I got to work. Our schedule comes out on Fridays, and I never looked at it. I just took a picture of it. Well, I went into work last night, and my friend's like, "You're not scheduled Friday and Saturday. Are you going somewhere?" And I'm like, "Not that I know of. I mean, well, obviously, no, I'm going to heaven, but I think, no, I'm not going on any vacation or anything, no." I thought she was kidding with me because she's a jokester. So I went and I looked, and it turns out I was not scheduled Friday and Saturday. And that has never happened to me. I'm always scheduled Friday and Saturday. It's my normal night. They never, not schedule me. So I was like, that's very prophetic to me. And she actually believes in the rapture. And so she's like, because I'm like, huh, I wonder if that's because I won't be here. And she's like, that's what I was thinking, too. But I didn't think, before you even said it. So.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, I tell you guys, this is
That's pathetic.
Very, very, very high rapture
watch time.
Alert.
Yeah.
Watch time, yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh,
tonight,
yeah.
Just as a reminder, there is the four blood moons. I'm thinking of the four blood moons, but there is the super moon. So at sundown, what happens is, the moon is going to come up, it's going to rise up, and it's going to look really big, huge, and it'll probably be red, and that's the way I've always seen them. I've been seeing super moons for years, not even knowing there were super moons. It's just around this time of the year that's when they happen, and you're like, wow, look at that moon, it's huge, okay, and then as it rises to the sky, it's not really rising, but, as it rises to the sky, they get smaller and they become white. It turns white, but it's still huge. And last night I had a friend over, and as she was leaving, she made a comment. Carol, look at the moon. Look how big it is. And I said, oh, and tomorrow night's going to even be bigger. So and remember, the scripture says there'll be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars. Signifying the nearness, the very, very nearness of the Lord's return. And then, of course, we know that in a couple of days, we have September 11th, and the only significant thing about that is the number 11, the number 9. And if anything happens, we're out. We're out. That's all I can say. We're out. We're out. We're out. We're going up. And I just feel like there's a stop sign. Wow, I'm saying a stop sign. I feel like right now I'm telling you guys. I feel like there's I can't go beyond the 11th. I want to say that there's more. But I can't go. I can't even go beyond the 11th. So I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to stop right at the number 11, 9/11. Okay. So from here to 9/11, I don't know what's going on in the spirit realm, but something super, super, super big is happening, and it's the Holy Spirit is just telling you right now. I want to say that September is very, very important. It's a high rapture alert month, but I can't even go beyond beyond the 11th. So I'm just going to follow my spirit and just stop right there. So you take it however you want to take it. Pray and ask the Lord to give us more revelation, more insight, and more importantly, just to get us to take us home. It's time. It's time. All I know is it's time. And that's coming from my spirit. From his spirit to my spirit to you guys. So take it for what it's worth.
And
I'm one that
Carol, you saw the Carol, you saw that Kevin Morassi thing too, right? That I sent out. Did you get that?
Yes.
So you can see he's saying the same thing. It's time. He said very, very, very soon, meaning now.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, Keith. Wow.
And everything he prophesies, usually it comes through pretty quickly. So it's, I mean, he's never had any, he's never had a rapture prophecy ever. This is the first time. So I was very waiting for that. And it, this is super prophetic, you know. It's going to happen. We're going this time soon. I'm counting on Keith Columbus. But so we're very close, though. We're only like, what, 10, how much? We're 2 weeks away, so 14 days. Praise God. I've been bothering the Lord every day, 20 times a day. Lord, you got to take us. Please don't forget to take us. Lord, please take us. You better take us. Don't forget to take us.
In fact, I think I'm going to read it. I don't know if anybody's since I can't see what's in chat and you guys are there. Let me read it in case anybody's missed it. Okay, Monday, 8th of September, 2014. A very powerful vision of the rapture of the Bride of Christ with the details of how it will occur and feel. In the morning of 8th of September, 2014, in a very tremendous vision. Supernatural dream of the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, I found myself walking on an open field, and then suddenly a very powerful force that sounded like a rushing wind, a rushing water, lifted me off the ground as this very powerful force pulled me upwards into the sky. This powerful force came very fast from up in the sky, from heaven. As the force rushed downwards to where I was, as the force suddenly picked me up. What was very clear to me in the vision is that I was waiting for the rapture, meaning being caught up into the sky, with an expectation, even though I did not know when it was going to occur. So when it did occur, it did not surprise me, even though it happened suddenly and without a warning. So when it suddenly occurred, I just enjoyed the uplifting sensation as the power of the Lord lifted me off the ground and up into the sky, knowing that the hour of delivery had surely arrived. The vision of the Lord then ended. The first message that was imparted in my heart from this very powerful communication of the Lord is that the rapture of the Bride of Christ, meaning being caught up into the sky en route to heaven, is at hand. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but the moment for the rapture to occur has drawn very nigh. It is very, 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 very imminent, very near. The second message that was imparted in my heart from this very powerful communication of the Lord is that the rapture of the bride will happen suddenly without any warning. However, the bride of Christ, those to be raptured, must ensure they are living in expectation of the rapture to occur so that they prepare the way for the coming of the Lord by embracing repentance for the forgiveness of sins and thereby walking in righteousness, holiness, truth, and complete surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. So when the rapture will occur, they will not be caught by surprise, but will enjoy the sensation and the moment of the rapture, knowing that indeed their hour of delivery, redemption, shall have arrived. The third message that was imparted in my heart from this very powerful communication of the Lord is that the Lord was revealing to me and to everybody everywhere on planet Earth the details of how the rapture will occur. So people will be busy with their day-to-day activities, be it ministry, working, farming, sleeping, eating, walking on the road, etc. But amongst these people, those who shall be living in the expectation of the rapture occurring and shall have prepared the way of the Lord will be raptured. The fourth message that was imparted in my heart from this very powerful communication of the Lord is that the Holy Spirit will be the one to rapture the bride of Christ, meaning that the Lord himself will rapture the bride of Christ. That this is him that appeared to me as the very powerful force that sounded like a rushing wind water that lifted me off the ground as this very powerful force pulled me upwards into the sky. Shalom. Personal note, this is the very first time that the Lord has revealed to me in details about the rapture of the bride of Christ. In fact, it is the very first time that the Lord has enabled me to have the rapture experience in a vision, how the rapture of the bride of Christ will occur. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe himself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So he goes on with a bunch of other scriptures, but I just thought I would just stop there, and then he adds at the end of all the scriptures, he writes, prepare the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in absolute repentance, righteousness, holiness, truth, and complete surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Time is absolutely over. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is imminently coming to pick up his bride. So there you all have it.
Yep. Well, it is powerful. And like Keith says, his prophecies do come true pretty quickly. Carol,
well,
I have a couple of things that the Lord wanted me to read and a little bit of setup for it. But I don't have to do it right now, but I need a little bit of time at some point.
Well, start now because we have, it says, you know how time passes, passes.
Okay. You know, as we've been saying in our chat quite a bit and a little bit on the show, we're in RC stage 5 here where, you know, the only thing that really matters is our focus on our Lord and his promises of redemption and translation and the coming rapture. And it's an unusual place to be, and I it's kind of a no man's land because, you know, we really don't have any interest in particular about the things of the world. You know, we have concerns with family members and loved ones and so on, but you know, really our attention and our desire is at this point fully heavenly, and we have high expectation for it. And I really kind of pressed into him last night and today on that. And I really wasn't sure that I had made much progress. because there's a lot of times on questions like this where we want answers and we just don't get them. Or we get answers that it turns out that we don't really understand. And we are, you know, our whole rapture-centric church family is called to an extreme walk of faith where we're asked to go out and do things that people, other people don't want to do. We've been asked to do things that don't appear to come, you know, to make proclaim dates and things that don't appear to come to pass. I spent a lot of time with him today trying to see what I could learn about that. And, excuse me. I wasn't really sure where I'd gotten, and before the show, I kind of asked him, you know, if he wanted me to call in, and he said no, which was a surprise. And I don't know, this might have been 15 minutes before we started, and I thought that was odd, but I said, well, or actually it was earlier, and then I checked back again about 15 minutes ago. So in the ensuing time period, the thing that I did was I started, which is something I've been wanting to do for a couple of days, is go back and look at a couple of my old words. There was a particular one I was looking for in my mind, and it's actually one I did not find. However, as I read a couple of the others, he made it clear to me that they were ones he wanted to be shared again. And I know Judy, I think others, have gotten the message that we need to revisit his promises, his words to us, and really I think reflect on him. And I think if listening to these two words, which aren't real long individually, I think you'll see, especially in the context that we're at now, that if we look back on these words, we can see some meaning in them, and I think they give us, help to give us some understanding on what we're going through in this kind of no man's land of waiting and expectation. So after I pulled this one up, I'm like, Lord, this feels like something you want me to read, and he said, yes. I'm thinking, okay, so you want me to call in? He said, yes. So anyway, here it goes. And, you know, there's other aspects to these words, but I would just simply, you know, suggest that you listen to these in the context of where we're at now, the things we do not understand, the things that are, which are actually probably in many, we have our physical and, you know, earthly challenges, but spiritually, probably the hardest thing are the things we don't understand. So maybe we'll find a little insight here. Okay, this word is from the 18th of July. Brothers and sisters, this is a word from the Lord. Rejoice, the day comes. The word of my now coming is for you as well as my arrival. Have you held anything back? Now is the time to put it forward. Make your last installment into my glorious plan. There is no time to think now. React in your leading from me. What seems like warning after warning will seem like an instant's recognition when you go. Those left behind may remember only one warning. This is my work and an explanation for your senses. Still, the time is now. Do not hesitate to bring everything to me. I have found and led you. I will find others and lead them. Your work is done. Let the party begin. Your loving Savior, Lord and Brother Jesus. So when he says what seems like warning after warning will seem like an instant's recognition when you go, those left behind may remember only one warning. This is a reflection of what we've been going through. And and he gave us the encouragement that, you know, once we go through and get out of this circumstance, it'll seem like such a minor thing. And just remember, there's a different perspective awaiting us when we make that transition and translation. Okay, I've got another one here with the same, I think, context in mind here. This word is from the 26th of July, and it's, Dear friends, I come now. Do not hesitate to believe. What does it cost you? I have given everything you know for you. Give a little of yourselves for me. I come now. Soon we depart from my heavenly realm. It is glorious. Stay with me always. If not, keep me in your heart. Remember my love. I will come back for you. Times get progressively harder as the final days of this evil come. Hold on to me, Jesus. Believe in my creation, the ultimate physical testimony of me. Therefore, believe also in my loving redemption, which is already accomplished. Accept this spiritual testimony of me as well. It is as real as my creation. You already know me. Do you recognize me? I recognize and am with you always. The barrier between us is like a door hinged by human weakness. Stepping out in faith unlatches that door and enables you to recognize my presence in your life. Continue to take steps, even simple prayer, towards me.
Gosh. Wow.
And as we have been stepping out in faith, we absolutely have seen many manifestations of his presence with us, his blessings on us. We've seen, you know, some work of the Spirit almost every day, a testimony from somebody in our rapture-centric family here of progress and fellowship and other things. And so these words he gave us at that time, I think, especially speak to the context we're in right now. And, you know, we do have to go back and revisit these things because he gave us nuggets for the future as well as those moments. And while we don't understand everything he's doing, like I didn't understand, in fact, Judy called me right at the beginning of the show because I had called her earlier and I think she's just gotten out of homeschool class, but anyway, and she was surprised that the Lord told me not to call in. She said, "Well, that's weird." And then I found these words, and so, but I realized as we were starting the show that if I had been planning to call into the show, which he told me in that moment not to do. If I'd been planning to call into the show, I wouldn't have looked these words up until the show was over.
Right. That's exactly what was going through me.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Okay, go. I just have two, before the show's over, I have two cool things to share from people in our church that sent me emails. But, yeah, go ahead. I think that's really cool what you're saying.
Yeah. And so it was the fact that he told me not to call in didn't absolutely mean that I wasn't going to call in. What it meant was there was something else I was supposed to do in a different frame of mind before I called in. And because as soon as I read these words, I knew that he wanted, and I asked him formally, but I was sure he wanted these read, and I knew they would be a strong encouragement for us. And so he has his reasons, and even though we don't understand what he wants and if we will follow him like we're on a training course, and even if, you know, so many times when we go into training for something, you know, you're going through patterns and your exercises, and it's not so much for the end result of that moment, but it's to become better at doing what he asks or what you're supposed to do in that task. And I think that's what this is about, too. And it's not a complete answer. It can't completely answer all, even my, some of the questions that I have about things. But, stay encouraged because, even though he gives us directions we don't understand and we don't understand the results of things, it could well be he's simply putting us in a position to do something he wants us to do and we don't realize it.
Well, yeah. So I got an email today from a guy named Jared. Hi, Jared. He listened. His YouTube channel is Liquid Nature. And he said he had something really cool to share. He says there's a video from Paula Marie about a boss pushing for a peace treaty by September 25th. And he said in her description box, below in her video, she says this. The other dream Brian had about me giving a 10-day warning, if that dream had anything to do with a 10-day warning about the rapture, then I would know something around the 14th or 15th to share. So we will watch for that. Something big could happen on those days. Okay, so what Jared's saying, wow, could be the translation that she has to tell people, as FISA Trumpets is September 14th, 15th on Enochian calendar. So did you guys catch that? Did that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so basically Jared, you know, Jared watches Paula Marie's videos, and she said in her description box of a video recently that something big should happen around the 15th or the 14th. And what did God set my alarm for?
That's right, the 14th.
So Jared's thinking that that would be the translation is what would be the big thing that would be occurring. So anyway, I thought that was a really cool find. Thanks, Jared. And then the other one is our own Oli Billy. And he just sent me a really it's funny because God has a sense of humor, but it's also him flirting. His microwave oven's favorite setting for quick heating is 1 minute 44 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow.
he just noticed that. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys. I love you, Carol, everybody, Jerry. God bless us. We're getting there. We're almost there.
Thanks, Jerry.
There we are.
We're getting there. We got to be very close. We really do. Cool. You know, Carol, you were mentioning about 9/11 and not being able to sort of spiritually see past that.
Right.
And, you know, we were doing the day count a few days ago as if it was a birth term from the birth of the public ministry of Little John and Judy, which was the 5th of December, to... To the a term of birth, and the classic number that they use is 280 days, and 9/11 is the 280th day. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. It just, I
what?
Could not go beyond talking. I like the way you said it. Spiritually speaking, I could not go beyond speaking after September 11th. You know, there's lots I can say. You know, there's a list of things why September is so important, but it's like this. The Holy Spirit just stopped me right there. Stop.
Wow.
Don't go any further. And, you know, the exciting thing is we're like Enoch. We're walking with God.
Right.
And
that's
you,
right.
If you just stay in his presence, you're not even going to notice. You're just gonna be gone. We're just gonna be gone. So don't think about, you know what? Well, I say this is talking, right? You know, I'm always saying, you know, we're still here. Well, we are, but that doesn't mean that I'm not full of the Lord, the Lord's Spirit, and His joy.
Right.
Yep.
But that was awesome.
I want to say, Jerry, I really like what you said. Pat's humming.
Yeah.
That's so cute. And also, and just to balance that out, you know, like we don't understand, you know, every single detail. But I also just want to balance that out with you guys. Really, most of what God does do, He's dealing with in our paradigm, so it does make sense. He knows we can't be complete fools. If God wants to do that with us, He will, but, like, I don't know about your life, but, like, you know, for 28 years and being 45 years old, most of the direction that God has given me in my life, it makes sense, and He gives explanations to His friends. It's that 5 or 10%
right.
that we don't understand where that's where everybody throws in the towel. And that's why a lot of people walk away from God. In times in my Christian walk, that's when I quit listening to him because I couldn't make sense of it myself. And that's where you have to have humility, you know. But I've learned a lot over the years. And that's
right.
where I would kind of put my fist at God in my own mind and be like, well, I'll do it my way, you know, because he's not giving
yeah.
me an answer that I want. So what I'm saying is that, but I do want to encourage you as you're seeking and going deeper in your friendship with God, as each day he leads us here, we have another day to go deeper. He really, he's really not trying to riddle you and make things hard to figure out, and he doesn't want you to sit around and try to interpret him all day long. He just wants to walk with you and be your friend. That's what Jesus did. Jesus wasn't trying to figure out all these weird details of what the Father was telling him. Just take it for what it is. But then, like Jerry was saying, the mystery of God telling him, don't call in. Well, because he wanted him to search something out, and then he could call in. Stuff like that.
Exactly.
God works in ways. But I just want to encourage everyone that's listening, don't throw your hands up in the air and say, I can't figure this out. I gave up. Because God really does make sense, you guys. Everything he's told us along the way with this whole date-setting thing, you know, he gave me his explanations. And so I don't really have a problem with the logic and saying it's today, and then we're here another day, because the Lord says that it's today. And he says that we'll understand it all in a blink of an eye why he did it this way. You know, but really, honestly, when this whole thing of we've been waiting, the only thing that doesn't make sense to the natural eye but that throws a lot of people off is this thing of today being literal, and yet we're still here. But, you know, he is doing a lot of separating, and he is making people's love walks go deeper, and he's doing exactly what he said. And God loves that we will humble ourselves before him and give, because see, when we don't understand that 5 or 10% of him, that's where humility comes in. And this is, I'm talking personal because I have to do this like every day, okay? Like even more so is the day, is he, you know, if another day that we're here that I didn't expect to be here, I have to more so humble myself before the Lord and thank him for his ways that I don't always understand. But, you know, even in the mystery, he will lead us and direct us. Like today he gave me very good clarity on what he wanted me to do just for today. And if we, you know, if we continue to humble ourselves before the Lord, he, like Jerry did, he obeyed God. He said, didn't call in. And then he just sat with God, and then God told him what to do. What I'm trying to say is this whole friendship with God is such a beautiful thing. It's like a real friend. It's not real hard to figure out. The only time that, you know, that can throw you off is when some of the stuff he tells you, but he'll give you an explanation. Because, I mean, he told me and my son when we'd go on those Enoch walks and then we'd come back home, he said he would tell us literally before we went out we would not be coming back. Okay, so you can understand that me and my son would come back to the door. We're like, you told us we weren't coming back. And this is what he would tell my son. And then my son would tell me, and I'm like, I'm good with it. And because my son was good with it. He said, thank you for obeying me. I'm very proud of you. You can go inside now. Thank you. So it was that he wanted our obedience, okay? And so we did about 5 more of those Enoch walks, and then he said, okay, those are done. And, you know, every one we fully expected to not be back at the front door, because it's all about obedience and trusting God. And does he lie? No. Does he play games? No. Is he doing something out of the box that's not really in our paradigm in this area? Yes, he is. But, you guys, this is a huge event. We're talking the second coming. We're talking the rapture of the bride of Christ. Not the second coming, but the rapture of the church of God. I mean, so we should not be so shocked that we can't figure out, you know, exactly why he's doing it this way. But he straight told me, you'll understand it in a blink of an eye. So he did thank me for not needing an explanation but continuing to believe and obey. So, you know, I just really wanted to make that a point, because we can get resentful and kind of angry at God if we don't. Don't let that 5 to 10%, that mystery of how he does things, throw you off. Let it drive you deeper into his arms. And what God, I believe God allows that to cause offense to rise up in us, and we either go toward him more or we get offended at the people around us and we get offended at him. And to me, it's a maturity that happens in you when you, because see, in order to keep walking with him, you have to humble yourself and say, okay, I submit to you even though I don't understand this. And see, what happens is that takes away our control.
Yeah.
And that's very scary for a lot of people, myself included, control freak teacher that I was.
I can share on that,
you know, But the thing is, it's scary because we have to give God that control, and that's where most of the people lose it, because they want to be in control, because not because even they're necessarily a bad person, it's just that it's scary to not have control. See, when I gave up full control 6 years ago after walking with the Lord for 28 years, I've never been happier. Like, you can literally jump off a cliff and he'll catch you, so to speak, and not literally.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, go to the place that he's telling you to go to,
and find the riches and the depth of who he really is. It's in that 5% and the offense where you actually find him. And that's what I have found to be true. And trust me, I'm offended more than any of you, the way how he works this hour. Because, see, he told my son, and I was like, God, how could you do this? You told him you were coming on Christmas, and then how could, and my first thing was, and the Lord instantly told us. And my son was thrilled. God told him, good job. I'll be here soon. And then he said, you can go to sleep now. And we stayed up till midnight. We fully, you know, we believe God. And the thing is, my son was perfectly happy because he heard the Lord talk to him. So when my son was okay, I was okay with it. And I said, okay. And God said, good job. I'm coming. So, you know, he's coming in one of these todays and one of these date sets is going to be it. But even in your own life while we're waiting, I just wanted to encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself. You know, he told me certain things I wouldn't be doing while I'm here, and I'm finding myself doing them. And I'm like, God, why? You told me I wouldn't be doing this, and today I'm doing what you told me I wouldn't be doing because you were coming. And he did speak to me. He said, but I modified it, didn't I? You're not really doing it. I was like, yeah, you're right. So he was right. I wasn't really doing the full-on thing that he told me that I wouldn't be doing. He kind of modified everything. And see, may not even make sense what I'm trying to explain right now, but what I'm saying is this is where we get purified in our faith. This is where it shows if we're really in love with him, that we're not going to be offended at the way he works, or, you know, this is where the real love comes, where you submit yourself to God.
I said something today too. I went kind of through this moment. I was having very quiet moments of it, and all of a sudden I said to him, hang on. I said, are you coming soon for us? And I just waited, and it was a little silent moment because we were talking about other stuff, and all of a sudden I just zinged that in very, very politely though. And he says, do you trust me? And he says, do you see the times you're living in? He says, what does Scripture say? And I had just remembered reading Corinthians and also theologians, I'm right, Romans. I mean, really, but, and he said, and he said, what else did it say? It said that we're to encourage each other and you know, be hopeful. And he says, will you believe that? Will you trust that? And that's kind of where it ended. And the thought he left with me was that meditate on what the Scriptures say about the rapture, that's in Scripture. So if you believe all this, then just trust me that I have everything in control, and when I am going to take you, I am going to take you. And, like, don't, to me, my expression is, don't have a cow over it, you know, trust me in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted me to meditate on those Scriptures, and he said, why would I tell you to console each other or uplift each other? And it's like, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
and you know what, Pat? Right. I got rid of all my rapture stress. God told my son and I, because we were staying up all the nights that he said he was coming, we'd be up all night. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
And the Lord told us, don't have rapture stress. Believe me, and then just be patient.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was we got rid of it. But when he set my alarm again and did this whole thing again, I'm like, Lord, it'd be easier if you just didn't, if you wouldn't do stuff like that. Because now you're doing it again. I have this rapture stress. You're telling me, you're setting my alarm. And the Lord laughed, and he said, to me, he said, but you like
understand.
When I flirt, you know, you like when I flirt with you. I said, yes, because I was really good with today. I was really just happy with living today to today. But now he's giving date setting with me again. You know, he set the alarm for Sunday, and I believe we're out of here. And then I'm so overly excited.
Right.
I think I went into rapture stress again. I'm like, God, you got me crazy. I'm going crazy.
You're
going
crazy again, right?
I didn't ask you to give me any more hints, and you are, and you're doing all this, and you're telling me, and I'm trying to, like, live a normal life with my son until you get
normal.
Here. You know, but the thing is, he's
it's
not about
thing.
That. I'm
it's
glad.
The comfort thing he made me think about that. That's the comfort thing. About why did I tell you to comfort each other with this, or to encourage each other and keep your heads up? He says, why? What do you think that means? Like, he said, meditate on these scripture verses, and he says your answer is there. He says, when I come, I will. You know, when he's here, he's here. But meditate deeply. What do those verses really, really mean to the Christian who is looking for him to come? What does that mean to you? You know, what does that mean to you? I said, that's very comforting. I said, you said, and he commanded, there was a command, I command you to comfort each other with these words. Why, then he's like saying, why would I tell you these things if they were not true, if you believe Scripture? It's like, it's so simple, like, God, what's wrong with you? You know, wake up. And I was like, but sometimes he speaks, and it's not in words. It's like a flash thing. It's like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's not always words. You just have a knowing of stuff, and you know it's him. And it's like, just trust and wait and believe and comfort each other. It's very important now to comfort each other with these words from Corinthians.
And not, and he wants us to be so excited, you guys. He wants, he lit my flame again. I know every day that he's coming and I'm excited, but he lit it to where I'm back to where I was when he first fell on my son by messing with my alarm. And by doing this to me, I'm like, God, you got me back into my rapture craze mode where
it's
I know you're coming now. And he said, I wanted to do that. He wants, see, whatever God's doing with us individually, go for it. Don't make anyone, you know, but you need to be faithful to what he's doing with you. And I, so I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm sorry. I can barely stand it. Like, I know we're leaving today. What?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I just want to throw in one of the most simple Christian analogies in that, you know, we are sheep and he is our shepherd, and the sheep go where the shepherd leads them, and it's an implicit trust, and he doesn't lead them to a bad place, and they don't have to understand where they're being led. And that's one of the reasons for the sheep analogy. And, you know, it's fundamental, basic, what have you, but you know, it's a perfect metaphor for what we're talking about.
Yeah. And
I mean, sometimes
and
we do understand, but we don't have to understand,
And he's saying here, he's talking about being possessed by the Holy Spirit. He says, and now possessed by the Spirit, what else inspires your words but love? Tell them the Spirit of love to speak for you. Don't you think that it will be in the simplest, most delicate way? For the Spirit also adopts the language of the little ones. Wasn't my a very humble mother overshadowed by him? And he goes on to say here, she said, I want you to be happy in my heart. You were talking about that before. And he says, your desire in itself is a call that pleases me and gives me great honor. You make amends for yourself, and you make amends for the ingratitude of so many others. Do they think of me even with a little affection once a year? Do they accept the thought of my love for each one of them? When will they realize that time, that the span of earthly life is too short, that I need all eternity to love them, that the present life of theirs is not their goal, but only a means given to them to earn the other life. Pray for them. You can do a great deal without seeing the fruit, but I see that in helping others to arise, you rise yourself. Do you believe me? Come to me and bring others with you. I know how to talk to them all, to the ashamed and to the timid, as well as the rebellious and the proud. Didn't I say to Saul, it's hard for you kicking against the gold? And immediately he surrendered his will and asked, what must I do? Oh, my child, what power there is in my gentleness and in the tenderness of my voice. You know a little about this, don't you? Imitate me as much as you are able if you could only bring all the people around you to me. Try to tell them that I love them and how much I love them. My love is so vehement that I forgive them everything from the moment they repent. Bring them to me, and I'll enfold you with them. So that's how we're living today.
You know what, Judy? Earlier, when you were speaking, there were a couple of things that came to me. And one of the things is, regarding your faith. You've been an inspiration to us all to press into our faith in the Lord, in him. And, that's what Abraham did. And when you were speaking, I was remembering the story about Abraham, how he and Sarah were so old, and Isaac is born, the promised child, right? He's born, and he's anywhere between 13 and 17 years old, and God tells Abraham, I want you to sacrifice him to me now.
Uh-huh.
And instead of Abraham ranting and raving and telling God off like, hey, what's up with this? You promised me a kid, and finally, after waiting 25 some years, he's finally born. And now you're giving him, you want me to give him back to you, and you're going to take him away from me? What kind of God are you? See, that's the human mind of thinking. But that Abraham obeyed.
Yeah.
And he didn't question the Lord. He obeyed. And what did the Lord do? He changed his mind. He said, oh, Abraham, now that I see your faith, you know, I'm not going to take your son. I'm going to bless you. And that's what the Lord tells you all the time. You know, the Lord gives you something, tells you something, you know, and you don't question him. And then he just
right.
says, when all is said and done, you and John just say to him, thank you, Lord. And, or the Lord says, thank you for obeying me. That's all I wanted you to do. Just obey me. You heard my voice.
Right.
You followed my voice. You obeyed my voice, and that's what I wanted you to do. And that's what, and you didn't question him. You just, you know, and the Lord has already told us all. He's coming, and he keeps
yes.
his promises, and we know that he is coming now.
Yes.
You know, and we're just walking like Enoch until we're not. That's all there's to it. You know.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I was thinking of that when you were talking. So, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, does anybody
just
else have anything?
Him.
Have anybody else have anything else to share? The show is officially over. But, you know, anybody can keep talking. If the Lord has something for you to share, or you just want to share.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Judy got off the phone. She hung
Judy,
up.
Judy, you there?
I don't even know. No, she's not there. But
she went into chat to say what she'd been saying about when we went into record mode, I think.
Okay. You know what? I don't know what's going on. I still can't get into chat. So I don't know if once I get off the phone, you know, I might be able to connect through my own name. But I certainly can't. I can't connect into chat right now. I don't know. I haven't been able to connect all evening. So I don't know what that is.
My computer's not working. It's out. I have to have my kids look at it again. It sucks. I got on late. And then Sean called, and I couldn't get on. So, but I finally got on. But now they've got to do the computer again, plug it in and out. It's not working. So I'm lost without that. But I'll just have to wait till my daughter looks at it again. She had a good old meeting, so we'll see what happens. Oh, it's frustrating. So I hope everybody's okay. Everybody love everybody and hang in there, hang in here. But is that what he said today? He was like saying, you know the scriptures, be comforted and comfort one another and just trust me. He says that's all in there. So he says you know all about the rapture, you know all about coming and don't be stressed.
You know, That's what's neat about us is, you know, we don't stress each other out. We actually do comfort each other.
Yes.
You know, we encourage each other. And so, you know, it's another day that's come and gone, but he's still with us. He's still
in us. Understand. We'll understand in a twinkle of an eye when once we're up there why he did this. But the thing to me he was stressing is comfort each other with this. You know, remember what I said. Remember the scripture. You know, trust me. I know what I'm doing. He's not going to reveal everything. I think like he's not going to tell us everything, you know. But we have to trust him. And there's a reason he's doing this. And he trusts us. He knows that we're in love with him. He knows we're not going to cop out on him because we don't understand. We love him too much and we love each other too much to do that. So we hang in here for the long haul. We just do. That's our nature right now because we put on Christ and we trust him and we trust each other and we comfort each other and we listen and we laugh. We have to laugh. You got to laugh, guys. Oh, jeepers. Oh, goodness.
Amen.
So,
well, I'm going to go ahead and...
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try
to get in chat.
I'm going to try. Well, I don't know what's going on. But anyway... you know, I'm going to go ahead and close the show.
Okay.
And
all right, dear.
But you know what? We'll see each other in the air.
Keep on keeping.
And Lord,
And
Lord, thank you for blessing us with your presence, with your word, with your promise.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're looking forward to going home.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You got it. You got it. Don't be stressed. Yeah.
All right.
It's hard when we don't understand, and but every day just console him, pray for other people, be a prayer warrior. You just keep on keeping, and then we'll know one day. We'll know why, and we'll go, oh, gee, right, yeah, oh, of course. He finally lets us know. Okay, love you. I'm going to hang up, too, and in the air or on the phone tomorrow, whatever.
Amen.
And have a blessed day. Love you all.
Hey, yeah.
And
love you all.
Have a blessed day, a night.
A blessed day.
Yes,
maybe you'll be
really blessed
in
to be up there.
In the air. In the air now.
Oh, right now.
Flying.
Yeah. Okay, sweeties, I love you. We'll talk tomorrow, one way or the other.
Yes, one way or the other.
Hug her on the phone.
Or on the air.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay.
Hang
love
in there.
All.
Hang in there.
Love
keep consoling him. Keep praying and keep on keeping.
Oh,
in the Lord.
Amen.
No stress, honey.
Right.
Okay.
See ya.
Good night, love. Good night. Bye-bye.